Dr. Sabirtarian office note on patient Veronica Vergat, Veronica Vergat, Vergott. Date of birth 2/22/1986. Date of service 7/11/2024. Pupae of the patient, 38-year-old female, who is presenting to my office to be assessed with me as her doctor. She has a past medical history, including the following: 1, polycystic ovary syndrome. Next, morbid obesity. Next, fluid retention. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes C-section and tubal ablation. Period. Allergies. She has no non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is single. Has had one child. No smoking history. Social alcohol use. No drug use. She works as an RN and facility administrator at USRC Dialysis Center. Family history. Father with mental health issues. Grandmother with brain cancer, Bell's palsy, and dementia. Mother with diabetes, DVT, and anemia. Period. Review of systems reveals no morning headaches. She does have increased daytime sleepiness and dozing off and nighttime snoring. Her main problem is that she feels that she retains a lot of fluid and has to take diuretic, and she can gain a lot of weight quickly, especially if she eats out or she eats salty food. She also does have shortness of breath when she gains a lot of fluid. She has occasional cough with that, and sometimes chest pain. She does have palpitations on and off, heartburn, is positive, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, occasional constipation. She does have hemorrhoids, non-bleeding, no nocturia, no urinary symptoms. She has regular periods. Leg swelling positive, or other systems reviewed and are negative. She received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include furosemide and birth oral contraceptives. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her weight is 257 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 75, heart rate 86, temperature 98.1, oxygen saturation 98%. HNT, pupils around the active toilet and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ecteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid view, bilaterally, no jugular veins distension, bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tape, pupil paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no mass soreness 2, no murmurs heard, no friction. Her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Period. Go back to extremities. She has 1 plus epithelium at the lower extremities, period. Assessment and plan 1, polycystic ovary syndrome with insulin resistance. Patient will be started on low-dose naltrexone at 0.5 milligram daily and titrated by 0.5 milligram every 2 weeks up to reaching 4.5 milligram daily. Next, highly suspect obstructive sleep apnea in this patient. We're going to do a home sleep study. Next, morbid obesity patient was counseled about weight loss naturally with intermittent fasting, healthy keto, and low-carb diet. Next, we're going to screen patient for iodine deficiency. Next, fluid retention. Patient will be started on furosemide 40 mg twice a day as needed, and potassium chloride as needed. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 3 to 4 weeks to discuss the workup and the report. Thanks.